he's saying is more about the realization in the UK that Southwest Asia, particularly Afghanistan and as a result Pakistan, is where our foreign policy, the British foreign policy, is going to have very significant interests over the coming years. I think there's been a slow realization, but now a quite deep realization, that Afghanistan can't be solved without Pakistan being solved, if you like, and that that depends on the Indo-Pakistani relationship. So I think there's a sudden realization that after several years where we've been rather distracted, that South Asia is the place where we're going to have to concentrate a lot of effort.
Will Pakistan be appeased in any way by Gordon Brown's unveiling of a £6 million deal to stop terrorism between the UK and Pakistan?
£6 million is, in global terms, not a very significant amount of money. The Pakistanis will accept it. It rather depends on how it's used. By comparison, the Americans have spent the last couple of years putting together a £500 or £600 million program, which is to be used for bettering social economic conditions for development in the crucial tribal regions along the western border of Pakistan, which just shows that £6 million is not a huge amount of money. The Pakistanis also have a slightly ambivalent attitude to these kinds of things. They don't like taking money. They see it often as a humiliation. They would like to be much more independent than they are. That said, the fact that the Americans have given over the last decade somewhere between $10 and $15 billion to support the Pakistani military effort against the militants has been extremely welcome. And of course, the international aid that is currently propping up the Pakistani economy is equally welcome. And as I say, given the scale of those kind of commitments, £6 million here or there don't really make a great deal of difference. But it will be welcome, and I think there are certainly plenty of people within the Pakistani security establishment who are keen to work more closely with the British on certain issues, and very keen to keep British intelligence a fair distance away from certain other issues.
Finally, Jason, do you think that Gordon Brown is redefining George Bush's axis of evil with his assertion that jihadis or militants, extremists from training camps in Pakistan, flow into Afghanistan and then on through Europe into the UK?
Brown, apart from not having anywhere near the international weight to redefine anything like the axis of evil, is in this instance stating what has been a fairly coherent British position for some time, which is to emphasise the role Pakistan plays. This has been a policy for two or three years now, which sees the British government, all organs of the British government actually, the Foreign Ministry, Secret Services and so forth, all emphasising repeatedly the role that Pakistan and Pakistani groups play within the global networks of international Islamic militancy. And that is of particular interest to Britain, of course, because we have a big British-Pakistani community with major, often cultural, social, familial links back to Pakistan. So we see ourselves in a very difficult position in terms of the phenomenon known as Al-Qaeda, in that we have particular vulnerabilities due to our links with Pakistan, where many of the key militant individuals are. So I think it's actually far more domestic in terms of our interest, and much less about some kind of new global vision of Islamic militancy and its roots.